there may be some people that aren't going to be satisfied by anything we can say because they have a level of distrust either with police in general or our department specifically.
This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News, and on this episode of the WAMC News podcast, my latest conversation with the mayor of Troy, Patrick Madden. On Sunday, an estimated 11,000 people turned out to rally and protest against police brutality in the city of Troy. First, we'll bring you our report from Jesse King, who covered the protests, and then my interview with Mayor Patrick Madden, who on Monday announced the appointment of 8 people to the new Troy Police Objective Review Board.
Organizers estimate the Rally for Black Lives drew up to 11,000 people to Troy's Riverfront Park, with the overflow spilling into nearby streets, peering from the windows of city apartments, and finding space atop Uncle Sam's parking garage. Participants listened to activists from Justice for D'Amique, Citizen Action, and the family of Edson Thevenin, who was fatally shot by a Troy police officer during a late-night traffic stop in 2016 in a case that led to a critical report by the state attorney general. While the rally was the latest in a wave of protests that has swept the world since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody, demonstrators' reasons for marching were often local and personal.
I am protesting because of all the horrible things happening in our country, and we have to show that everybody of every race and every color and every background supports this movement.
We want peace in the world. We want everybody to come as one united so that the system, the government, everybody understands that's all we want is peace and unity.
No justice, no peace. No peace. These racist ass police.
No justice.
Although it's a relatively small city, Troy has a complicated recent history of police shootings and alleged brutality against black residents. A report on the Thevenin case by the state attorney general criticized police department practices. The city also settled 3 civil lawsuits related to excessive force in 2015, including that of John M. Larkins, who says he was beat, tased, and pepper sprayed by Troy police officers at a hospital in 2011. A statement by Troy police prior to Sunday's event maintained the department was ready to aid and protect demonstrators, adding, quote, "We will listen to what is said and work together to create positive change," end quote. Larkins, now an activist for mass action against police brutality, was skeptical.
I mean, if you really feel like you want to be a part of this movement, you're a really good cop, you got to prove it at this point. Release some documents to us. Start leaking shit. You know what I mean? And then you could prove to my flock that you really deserve to be out here with us. Until then, we don't mess with you. You a op. You a cop. Leave us alone.
If you know someone's a victim of police violence, call their names out.
Aside from blocking traffic and offering pizza, the department mostly left protesters alone. As the rally wrapped at Riverfront Park, a small group of protesters gathered at the police station on State Street, remaining late into the night. Mayor Patrick Madden says, quote, "Several suspicious individuals carrying handguns," end quote, were detained and questioned by police Sunday, but he thanked organizers, participants, and public safety personnel for what was otherwise a peaceful rally. Speaking to WAMC News after he named 8 members to the long-dormant Police Objective Review Board, Madden said the protesters' message was heard.
There may be some people that aren't going to be satisfied by anything we can say. Because they have a level of distrust either with police in general or our department specifically. But we'll continue to have those dialogues.
Overall, any fears that Sunday's protest could turn violent were left unanswered. Businesses that were boarding up their windows earlier in the week took to streets that were sometimes filled with music Sunday, handing out signs, snacks, and water bottles. Protester Javis Prado says he's proud of the turnout.
We all know that we don't want to be antagonistic. We don't want to promote violence. But we want to be heard by the police department and know that we're one body and we won't stand for the injustices anymore.
For pictures of the protest, go to WAMC.org or WAMC's social media accounts. Reporting from Troy for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.
All right, let's get to that interview with Mayor Patrick Madden of Troy.
Sunday was absolutely amazing in Troy. We're known for doing great events, and I think we did another one. There were estimates of somewhere around 11,000 people. I can't verify or deny that. It was a huge crowd, larger than anything I'd ever seen in Troy. And we gave people the opportunity to state their issues as loudly as they wanted. They marched through the streets. We did everything we could to make sure they were safe and had every opportunity to rally and protest, and they did that. And no one was hurt, and none of the rally-goers, none of the protesters were had problems in any way, and by late in the evening it wrapped up and we actually went home. So it was a great event, and I'm very proud of the City of Troy, the Police Department, Department of Public Works, and very grateful to the organizers that everything went as well as it did.
Let me drill down a little bit into some specifics. We heard from a lot of people in the crowd yesterday who have specific gripes with your city and the police force there based on past incidents. And as the mayor, do you think there are specific things that need to change in the way that the residents of Troy perceive the police department and the way the police department interacts with those residents?
I think there's always room for improvements between groups of people. So this objective review board is an important step in that direction. I think one of the best ways we can improve relationships is to improve understanding, improve transparency, improve communication, build empathy, build relationships, so that we each understand where the other is coming from. We each understand the other's worldview a little bit better, and that we are able to take that into account as we make our decisions. So this and other things we might do in terms of increasing communication, I think, are critically important to building a stronger relationship.
Just for our listeners, to bring them in here, you have just announced the appointments to the Police Objective Review Board, which had been dormant for several years. Why was that announced today? Was that in reaction to the protests on Sunday?
Well, yes and no. We've actually, it's been percolating for a while. As with so many other things, when we started dealing with the COVID outbreak and the challenges to running a city organization in the face of that, many things got sidelined, and this was one of them. We couldn't get together. We couldn't meet. Yet when current events spoke to us, we thought this would we better advance this while we're trying to do everything else. Even though we can't at this point in time meet together, we can make the announcement and make sure that people do know that this is something that we have been working on, and this is something we are committed to, and that we will be moving forward as quickly as we can.
So this board was supposed to exist for a long time, and it's been on and off in the city of Troy. Why did it take until 2020 to get it back up and running from the last time it was active in 2014?
It took some time because I needed to understand why it continually fell apart. It seems that it has a history of fits and starts, and I did not want to impose upon people the obligation to sit on a board or a panel that was not going to be effective, that didn't have a meaningful say in things, or that was structured in a way that dissuaded people from continuing. So I needed to, I went back, I talked to some of the individuals who had served in the past. I tried to understand better where the wheels went off the track in the past and create a new approach to this. And that's what we've been doing.
Let's do some nuts and bolts on how this will actually function. So you've named eight people to the review board. There are also some non-voting members, including from the city's legal department, from the Troy PBA, and from the Troy Police Department Inspectional Services Unit.
Yes.
How often does this board meet, or does it simply wait for an issue to be raised from the community?
Well, this board deals with more than issues that are raised from the community. Under the city code, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it meets six times a year. But I expect that it'll meet more regularly than that, at least in the initial phases. We're going to spend a lot of time with the board members doing training so that they understand what the the police department does do review some policies with them, give them a better understanding of what public safety work looks like and the challenges and the limitations of what you can do in public safety. Also, privacy concerns need to be addressed. In any event, they will be looking at complaints that are lodged against the department, but more importantly, in my mind, they'll be looking at policies that we have in place now, making recommendations, suggesting things. So as things change in the community that they may be more in tune with than we are, we would be in a position to incorporate that in trainings or directives or policies. I think that's probably really the most important aspect of this board, of keeping us current with practices in the community.
Will the board be looking backward? Because as we mentioned, there were years where it was not operational, so there may be a backlog of complaints.
That's a great question. That will be up to the board. I don't know as I sit here if there's anything in the code that says it can only be forward-looking. Can it be retrospective? That'll be a good question for them.
How did you decide who would be on the board and who are some of the members?
So we solicited interest from the community last fall. And my approach was to involve the some members of the community to help me make those decisions, so it doesn't look like the mayor handpicked his friends. I involved a former public safety official. I involved a former city council member, and I involved the NAACP. And they all reviewed all of the resumes that we received and the cover letters. They gave their opinions, and I work pretty closely with the NAACP. I don't think there's any, there was no disagreement as to who should serve. There was no tension in that selection process. I think we're equally happy with the quality of people who have stepped forward to serve.
Let me ask you about the question of body cameras. The city had begun a pilot program for the officers. I think COVID may have delayed implementation of that. Where do things stand today? Are all officers in Troy wearing body cams?
No, they're not at this point. We had talked about a pilot program, but the police union really wanted to nail down the policies first. So we have been working with the union on finalizing the policies. Those meetings were interrupted by COVID, but that's another thing that as we begin to return to some degree of normalcy, that we will move that forward as quickly as we can.
Well, what do you think the timeline would be?
You know, it's really in the union's hands at this point. We have presented draft policies that we actually drafted with them at the table. Now they've got to have their attorney clear what they helped us draft. I'd say before COVID, we were probably a good halfway through that process. So how quickly we can get them together is going to determine how quickly we can complete the policy and then make a decision on a particular model of camera.
Just a big picture question for you, Mayor. Yesterday in the protests, you know, we spoke with people who were mentioning, you know, Edson Thevenin from 5 years ago and other cases from a long time ago. Those remain really sort of fresh wounds in the city. And I just wonder, how much work do you think Troy has to do to build with the community here?
It varies. The community is not a monolithic entity with one viewpoint.
That's
there are
fair.
Members in the community who have certain strong opinions on things and other members who are, okay, I understand that. So, we continually try to speak to people about when we can. We can't talk about things that are in litigation, obviously. But when we're able to speak to people, we make every effort to explain where we are, what the thinking was, and how the outcome flowed from that. Like I say, some people are some people are satisfied, some people aren't. And, you know, there may be some people that aren't going to be satisfied by anything we can say, because they have a level of distrust either with police in general or our department specifically. But we'll continue to have those dialogues. We'll continue to create that transparency and that communication so that we can build as strong a base of community support and understanding, and it's got to be mutual. You know, we need to be empathetic as well as asking others to be empathetic.
That's the mayor of Troy, Patrick Madden, a Democrat in his second term. Mayor, thanks for your time and thanks for answering the questions.
Okay, thank you, Ian.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.